is RSBNB Update, episode 166, recorded Thursday, August 21st, 2008, Hobo Hotel. Hello everybody, RSBNB Update 166. Brad is here, but won't be next week because he's taking a little trip to the south coast of England with his dad and some family members.
Yes, yes, don't string it out longer than it needs to be. Hello.
Yes. If you give me enough money, I will tell you where the location is so you can go and visit him.
Shane doesn't even know the exact location. He just knows the county. And it's a big county.
So people
won't be able to find me.
It's going
to
be on a beach.
No, I'll tell people I'm going to Devon, but they won't be able to know where in Devon, so they're not going to find me, are they?
Well, it's going to be on a beach, so that rules out some areas, you know?
Oh, it's still got a pretty lengthy coastline.
Well, you can cover it with a helicopter pretty quick.
If anyone thinks they can find me, then good luck.
And if you find them, if somebody from the site ever finds you, what do they get?
Look, there's two coasts. There's the north coast and the south coast. Good luck finding me in all of that.
Okay. Oh, what's this Wikipedia thing?
Click it. Oh. It's a map. And where I'm going.
Okay, which coast are you going to, north or south?
I'm not telling you that. Could be either. Could be either.
Oh, that's a little fair. Well, it's a 50-50 chance. And, I don't know, it wouldn't take that long, because I know that England is smaller than the province of Alberta, so... Yeah. But, yes, so let's get going here. Player versus player update, which was mentioned last Friday after we finished recording. So what do you think of this?
Oh, it looks promising.
Yeah.
You know.
PvP Worlds. I suggested that, you know?
Shane,
bringing
it was...
that back.
And Shane pretty much tries to claim, you know, that it was his idea to do everything. I think Jagex were aware of this idea, seeing as how it's how RuneScape used to be back in the day. So you cannot claim that it was your idea.
No, it was my idea at first, after the removal of the wilderness, to bring something like this back to stop real-world trading.
Yeah, sure it was.
Yes, it was. If you go back to the episode, you'll see that I said something along the lines of, make PKing available anywhere, that way then the real-world traders will get killed.
Okay.
I said that.
Okay, whatever you say.
Anyways, the Jagex summary, optional sign-up, basically high danger and with items dropped on death, high rewards for kills to avoid real-world trading issues. The reward for a successful PK will be generated by the game, similar to when you kill a monster at the moment. We're creating generous drop tables based on factors like your levels and impressiveness of the kill. These drop tables will include PvP world-specific items like XP modifying gear, level 70-plus equipment, and new glorious short-term but hard-hitting gear. What do you think they mean by short-term?
Perhaps you can only use it... Perhaps it has charges or something. You can only use it a couple of times, or it's only, you know, stays together for 10, 20 minutes after you loot it. Something like
Maybe
that.
It's like a gun and you need to, like, reload it.
No, as in, you only get to use it for a certain time, then it breaks and you don't have it anymore. And you can't repair it.
Yeah, but that can happen with a gun, like an old gun, you know?
Well, no, you said like a gun, then you can reload it. I'd imagine it would just stop working and then there's no way to reactivate it again.
Yeah, but if a gun could break, you know? But I don't know. I don't think RuneScape will introduce guns. It's too...
No, I don't think... Didn't Gower say... Not so long ago that they would never introduce guns.
Guns and horses. Those two things would never be introduced.
Horses isn't much of a loss.
They say this will make PKing a viable source of income. And you'll be able to do it across 99% of the world, including the old wilderness. Attack any player within a certain level of your own. Level range depends on areas such as the old wilderness. And all sorts of other twists on interesting content. Just think of the possibilities when you can PK anywhere. Now, what the heck does that mean?
Hmm.
I don't know. Like some sort of assassination thing? Maybe?
Could be. But when they say, PvP across 90% of the world, do you think it'll just be, you know, something like not in banks or major cities where you can't attack people or something?
Well, I'd say 99% is more than just not in major cities.
So, just
probably
in banks.
Yeah, banks. That's what I'm thinking. Mm. But interesting. We can only wait and see. There's a few other things they mentioned, such as another minigame called Stealing Creation, where skillers and PKers work together against an opposing team. Mobilizing okay. Armies, RTS game where you use your handmade equipment in four-player battles, so 4-on-4. That sounds interesting, hey?
Mm-hmm, possibly.
And there's one more thing that they wanted to mention in this. They're working on their highest level, longest, most exciting quest ever, as they say. So
it'll be a level 30 quest which requires 10 fire making and 10 crafting, something like that.
No.
Typical Jagex.
No, that's not high level. Probably. Who knows?
That's Jagex's idea of high level. Learn to irony, Shane.
Well, maybe. Looking at the last Master Quest, who knows, but...
I hope it's ME3. I hope it's the Morning's
I know.
End one.
Me too. Or Fairy Tale Part 3. I like the Fairy Tale series because it deals with farming, you know?
So it won't be that one then.
What about the My Rex finale?
I don't know. I just want to see the Morning's End one finished.
Yes, and you have to do that when it comes out.
Do I?
Yes.
Nah.
Yes, you do. Just like you said, if they fix the top hat, you'll go for 99 fishing. And what happens next week?
Excuse me, I learned from last week never ever to make rash promises like that again. Never again will I promise to do something. I'm never going to promise something like that again. I learned from my mistake. I am still learning, seeing as I'm still doing the damn thing.
Oh, they say it's already had more development time than Recipe for Disaster. So I'll have to wait and find out more. We're adding secret hints and references all the time about this one. So if you need to know more, just look around. Leave no stone unturned. So what can that mean?
No idea.
I don't know. If you find some interesting piece of evidence about this quest, let us know. Send it in as a question or something along the lines of that, and we'll try and validate it and see what it means and maybe shed some light on it. So keep your eyes open and ears open as well. Okay, Players Gallery number 22. The title of this one, The Barrows Brothers. Any favorites?
No, not really.
I like the one, like the pencil crayon drawing, the middle one on the second row.
But what, coming out of Varric? Yeah. It's just called Slayer Training. Both of them look queer.
Really?
Yes, they do.
What about the guy in sort of Varric, apparently? I don't know, that one's...
How good can it be if you're not even sure it's Varric? It says it's Varric, but it doesn't look like it.
I don't know. The mage one is the best, though. The first one up top, you see? But I don't know. I'm going to go with that as my favorite. What about you?
I don't have a favorite. I just said that.
Okay. A slight little reminder. Price change is now in effect. Increase to 30 pence in the UK and 95 cents in the US and by similar amounts in other countries. So don't let your membership run dry for more than 2 weeks.
Well, and you pay the old price.
Yeah, you pay the old price as long as you keep staying subscribed.
Interesting.
So, that's a reason to stay subscribed. You know, they're always throwing those kind of things in, you know? But, anyways, on to the poll. First question.
Poll. First question. What sort of games do you enjoy playing? Please click all that apply. There's not that many options. There's adventure strategy, first-person shooter, driving, puzzle, life simulation, example Sims, role-playing platform, other. What about you?
What'd you put?
I asked you.
Oh, first-person shooters.
Yeah, I'd probably say strategy, first-person shooters. Yeah, probably those two.
I don't mind RTS games if I can have lots of time to get into them and get good at them, but if you can't get good at them and you're always against people who are better than you and you really can't improve, then what's the point?
You practice?
Yeah, but what if you don't have time to practice?
If you have time to get 99 farming, you have time to practice an RTS game.
Yeah, but you could do farming while multitasking.
Okay.
What about you?
I just gave my answer.
Oh, okay. Which of the following do you use for handheld gaming? Please check all that apply. 19,000 votes say the Nintendo DS, 17,000 Game Boy Advance, 16,000 PSP, and 12,900 I do not use any methods of handheld gaming.
Handheld gaming for the most part sucks.
For the most part.
I used to have a PSP and I thought it was complete crap.
Oh really? What did you do with it?
I'd never really used it. I've still got it somewhere.
Oh.
I got it for Christmas one year and I never really used it.
Spoiled child.
Shut up, Shane. I think handheld gaming was crap after the Game Boys. I think the Game Boys were the only
good. Yeah, the Game Boys were good, you know? But, you know, there's a whole other dimension starting on this stuff. Like with the iPhone and iPod Touch, you can use those for handheld gaming, and they have, like, the accelerometers in them, you know? Mm. I think that's where it's going next for handheld gaming. Nintendo has to put something out with, like, that you can, like, twist and stuff, move your hands, that has an accelerometer, like the iPhone and iTouch do. Because that's really interesting how that works. There was a shooter game demonstrated on the iPhone once that you just, it's in space, you steer your ship by tilting the iPhone, right? And then when you want to shoot, you just tap anywhere on the screen.
Yeah.
Fun. Anyways, which following game consoles do you own? 25,000 people own the PS2. 17,000 own the Wii. 17,000 own the 360. And 12,000 own the GameCube. Oh, and only 9,800 own the PS3.
PS3 sucks, let's be honest. I own PlayStation 2 and 360.
Okay. Do you use them both?
No, I don't use the PlayStation 2.
Okay. See, the PS3 is good for being the cheapest Blu-ray player. They're starting to get games, but I think the 360 is better in that respect. But had Sony come out with the PS3 first, we'd likely see the reverse thing where Microsoft would be trailing because you know how bad this round of 360s have been.
Yeah, RROD.
Yeah, so that it's just kind of a fluke that the 360 was successful. If you want to read more about that, check out informer.rsbnb.com and look for the article entitled "What If Apple Made the Xbox 360?"
It would be shit, and it would only do, you know. What was that line I said? If Apple made the Xbox 360, then GTA 4 would be about a European immigrant taking over Liberty City by doing spreadsheets and presentations and Word documents.
Oh, please.
See, I just said a line that was more entertaining and more true than your article. There we go.
It's not true. Next question.
Apart from RuneScape, which other massively multiplayer online games do you play? Age of Conan, EVE Online, EverQuest, Guild Wars, Habbo Hotel, Lord of the Rings Online, Maple Story, Pirates of the Caribbean Online, Second Life, Tabula Rasa, World of Warcraft, other. I do not play any of the massively. I'm really interested to... How many play World of Warcraft?
9,200.
Is that the top?
No, 30,000 do not play any other games. And 13,000 play other games than what's mentioned. And World of Warcraft is third, followed by Guild Wars, then Maple Story, then Pirates of the Caribbean Online.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, neither have I. And Habbo Hotel? Or Hobo Hotel, I mean.
Hobo Hotel. I would play... If there was a game called Hobo Hotel, I would play it.
Okay. Hobo Hotel. Never heard of that. You want to stick it into, like, Google or something?
Isn't it some stupid game? I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is. Hobo Hotel. It's a... It says Hobo is a virtual world where you can meet and make friends. It looks like it's apparently the tagline is hangout for teens. It looks crap.
Hobo.com.
Wow, it's really popular. They have 12,202 people online.
It only says 8,800 right now. Oh, that is really popular. And their guy on there looks like Osama bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden.
Okay, moving on.
Please have a hotel. Anyway. Last fifth question. Apart from RuneScape, which other computer games do you play? Please click all that apply. PC games, handheld device games, online mini games, console games, other. I do not play any other games.
64% PC, 54% console, 37% handheld.
PC, just
a bit weird.
Just PC and console for me.
PC is the best platform for gaming, actually.
Okay, whatever you say.
Yeah. I don't get why that question was there, because they already had one about the what systems you own, so... That's a bit weird. Oh, and finally, which language you like to see RuneScape available in? 24% say other, followed by 19%... percent Spanish and 11% French. Oui, mon ami.
I bet that guy I saw at the fishing guild last night would be happy if they put in a French language. Only Spanish. Shane gets that joke.
Yeah, Spanish. Espanol? I don't know any Spanish. Do you?
Hola.
Okay, gracias. That means hello. And thank
gracias.
You.
Yes, there we go.
Dutch 6%, Italian 5%, Russian 4%, Arabic 3%, Latvian 2%, Danish 1%, and a whole bunch of other ones in between.
I don't know. I mean, surely you'd think they'd do another major European language if they were to do another one like Spanish or French.
You know what other means?
What?
You want to know what other means? That's like Chinese or Korean or Japanese or something that they want.
Why did they put those as options?
I don't know. Maybe it's too hard. Or it could mean Klingon.
Oh, God. RuneScape in Klingon.
Yeah, like when you die, it would say, you have begun your journey to Stovokor or something to that effect, because Stovokor is the Klingon afterlife.
I said I was never going to make a promise again, but I feel fairly confident when I say this, that if they ever make a Klingon translation for RuneScape, then I will get 99 in every skill.
On the Klingon version?
Yes, and I feel completely safe in making that sort of promise. So I don't think it's ever going to happen in a million years.
So the Klingon afterlife is called Stovokor. And the other one is called Grithor, I think, which is...
Nobody cares, Shane. Please move on.
Anyways, yes, that's the poll this week. So lots to talk about, even though there are no RuneScape updates, hey?
Yes, plenty of things to
yes,
talk about.
Yes, I am eagerly awaiting the PvP, because it's something that's needed, but we have been waiting for 8 months already. So I want to see that happen.
Shane, why are you talking like a retarded Russian person?
I don't know. Because I was asked last night my thoughts on it, so I just wanted to reiterate my thoughts on this for one particular person out there who talked to me on RS. So I just wanted to basically tell them that I'm waiting for it, and I think it's a good idea, and it's something that has to be done, because the markets, like the Herbler markets and stuff, those kind of went down too, and I'd love to see those shoot back up. Thank you.
That's what she said.
On to questions. We got 3 audio questions this week. Good job, people. Good job. First one is from a fellow named Brian.
Hosts of RSBMB Update. Would you do Escapeathon, play RuneScape for 24 hours or more without inactively logging out or sneaking off to play Fun Orb with your RuneScape account? Because that does not count. Yes or no? Do you think Jagex will be ungrateful because you're playing its games and looking at the screen for more than 2 hours, and possibly getting a seizure, which could result in them getting sued? Or happy, because you're taking so much pride in RuneScape, and we hope to get their hands in some of your charity money? Brad, before you say no, just keep in mind that if you say yes, Andrew Gower will give you 100 grand and be your slave for one whole week. Wink, wink. So, yes or no? Thanks. Awesome show. Goodbye.
This question makes me think, if Andrew Gower was my slave for a week, could I command him to kill himself? Or is that not, you know, could you not do that if someone was your slave?
Yeah, I don't think that's a viable option.
I thought that was borderline as well. I guess his first question was asking how long we'd played RuneScape for a single go.
Like if it was for charity or something. Like if, I don't know who I'd be donating the money or something. Or to what cause it would be.
I have a very short attention span. I'm like a goldfish.
Oh. You know, I think though
sorry, what were we talking about?
Yeah, good question. I think if we were going to do this and it was for a good cause, I think we could rally enough people to go, say, either woodcutting or fishing for a day, you know?
I don't think people would do it. I think people have better things to do with their time.
I'd do it.
I wouldn't.
I know a few other people I could get to do it, twist their arm to do it, you know?
Who? Who would be sad enough to do that besides you? There's a whole legion of people.
Yeah, I'll tell you who I can get. I can get Lance. I can get Warren. I can get Penknife. I can get
Penknife.
Ryan, maybe. Yeah, Penknife, PFK99's Penknife Ensign.
Why do you call him Penknife?
Because that's his anagram name.
Oh, right.
I can get Connor. I can get Chief Snake. Kelsey. I think I could round up all those people for a good event.
The no-lifer elite of RSBNB.
Yeah, Paul. Maybe Total Plox as well. I don't know. I think anybody who's on staff we could get to do.
If Shane just said your name, you shouldn't be proud. You should be ashamed. Anyway. No, I wouldn't do that.
Okay. I would. Thank you, Brian.
Next audio question.
Next one is from Andy Master.
Hello, Brad and Shane. This is Andy Master 24, and my question today is, what is your favorite book series besides the ones that Brad already posted on his blog before? And Shane, you're not allowed to say Star Trek. Thanks, guys. The show rocks.
You posted a book series on your blog before?
No, I posted books that were my three favorite books.
So you're doing like a book club thing?
No, I just posted what my three favorite books were. I think it's in my About Me section or something.
Oh,
and they were The Trial by Kafka, I Am Legend by Richard Matheson, and 1984 by George Orwell.
Okay.
But I'm not allowed to say those, so what's my favorite book besides those three? I'm looking at my bookshelf now. It's difficult. I've got a lot of books here. There's probably another Kafka book I've got called The Castle. That's very good.
Oh, I think I heard of that.
Yeah, that's a good book. But if you, I don't know really. I've actually bought No Country for Old Men, the book, which I'm going to take and read while I'm on holiday. So if that's as good as the movie, then books generally are better than their movie counterparts. I would probably have said that, and that would probably get bumped into the same group with Matheson, Kafka, and Orwell. That's my four favorite books. But yeah.
Okay. I really don't have favorite books.
Because Shane doesn't read because he's illiterate.
Oh, no. We all know I'm not illiterate. But, you know, I'd be more inclined to say maybe... I know you said no Star Trek, but Star Trek is books, you know? Like, there are books on that, and there's probably more books than there are episodes, you know? And there's quite a few good ones of those that I've enjoyed in the past. Oh, but as for books, I don't know. What was that one? The Time Machine one? In the 1930s? In the future, set in the future? In England?
I have no idea. You can say it all you want, but
it's by the Huxley guy.
I forget. Oh, this. What do you mean?
Set in the
Brave
future.
New World.
Yes.
Brave New World. Yeah, that's a good book.
That was a
but
good book.
It's a lot worse than 1984.
Okay. Yeah. See, the thing is, I don't have time to read these books like 1984 and stuff. So maybe I can get.
Oh yeah, I don't have
audiobook.
Time because he's busy no-lifing farming. That's why he doesn't have time.
No. Seriously, what am I supposed to do in the school year? I get up at 7:30, go to school,
yeah.
come back.
You have like Shane in the school year, right? You have like 3 or 4 hours of lessons at most.
Come home, do homework,
and then no life farming, and then you've got
no
time.
And then
and watch
eat,
24,
and then
watch
relax,
24, and then watch 24, and then no life farming, and then yes, sorry. And Shane's too much of a pro RuneScape player to have time to read books. How about when you go away with your family to Vancouver and you have like 10 hours in a car? Why
not
you get
Vancouver.
A book and read that?
I don't know. It's hard to read when you're moving.
Oh, for God's sake. Shane's got a million excuses as to why he would not read a book.
I brought an audiobook last time. That counts as reading.
Oh, that's just... An audiobook does not count as reading.
Yes,
it
does. Because you're still
like
metabolizing the information.
No, it's like listening to a radio show. You wouldn't say, I'm listening to the radio, I'm reading.
Yes, it's a book because it was written as a book.
Okay, I want everybody to listening to this show who has the ability to post on the forums, or if you don't, sign up, to tell us in the show comments. If you think listening, because you'll find the show a topic posted in the RSPNB update forum on the forums, post, and tell us if you think that audiobooks is the same as reading. Listening to an audiobook is the same as reading.
There's
no, it's
an
not.
Entire site, audible.com.
No.
Audiobooks, it is the same.
It's not the same. You aren't reading. You're
listening. Here we go. 1984, New Classic Edition, unabridged.
Do you know what? I even managed to get She Who Shall Not Be Named to read 1984.
Within the field of vision, which the metal plaque commanded, he could be seen as well as heard.
Do you know where that's from in the book?
That's probably referencing, because in every house in 1984, they had these big screens where they could broadcast, you know, like official propaganda and stuff, but it wasn't only a television screen, there was also a camera, so they could see inside all of the houses. Big Brother could see them.
Interesting. Audiobooks are still reading. I maintain.
No, they are. No, they
yes,
aren't.
Yes, they are.
They aren't.
Yes, they are.
They aren't. Next question. We obviously aren't going to agree on this.
Let me find it. Here we go. This one is from Stasek50.
Dear Brad and Shane, I was hoping to start up a podcast, but I was wondering, how can I record both the microphone and what is heard on the computer both at the same time? When I tried it with Jet Audio and Audacity, it failed to do both at the same time. So, any help? I have a PC. Thanks, Stasek50.
Oh, that's so very kind. You mentioned that you have a PC, because it's kind of harder to do it on a PC.
Oh,
yeah, it is. There's multiple ways.
I bet Shane's advice to this question: you've got a PC. It's easier on a Mac. Buy a Mac.
No, actually, it's not. That's not the answer.
Yeah, it is.
There's a number of utilities like I think one's called Hot Recorder that records Skype. Remember we tried that back in the early days.
No, I probably wasn't. That was probably when Pika was doing it.
Yeah. Like, there's Hot Recorder or other plugins you can get for Skype, but that'll just record both sides on your end. And, like, let's say Brad's level was really low and we were using Hot Recorder, I wouldn't be able to bump his level up while maintaining my level, you know? So I'd have to bump them both up, and you'd still have that inaccuracy in between the two levels, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the problem with doing it this way. Basically, what I would like, there's other ways of doing it too, like two sound cards. You know, you could get a, you could have your sound card being a USB microphone that you're talking into and recording. You know, and then you record the other side in a multi-track recorder, not Audacity, but Adobe Audition will work for this. You just basically set one track to be input to your sound card and another one to be input from the other sound card, and then they record both at the same time. That's another way of doing it. But that involves the software Adobe Audition, which is about $200 or give or take. The other option, which would be the best option on Windows, would be to get a small mixer. They range between $100 and $150. And then with that, you can get a USB interface for your microphone, plug that in, talk into it, and then record both tracks in Audacity that way. So that's what I would recommend for on the Windows side. But so that's pretty much what you have to do on Windows. But on the Mac, it's basically one application, Audio Hijack Pro, $30. So that's why I like doing this on the Mac. But thank you, Stathic.
Anyway.
Next question.
Next question. What are your thoughts on the G Phone, and what do you think will happen to it with things such as prices and other people's thoughts on it? I personally think it will be way overpriced and people will not want it because they only support their client email, such as not available treat email from Hotmail. Thanks, Kirby. Well, Google are doing it. It's going to be good. Most things Google
Kirby.
Do are good.
Kirby! Yeah. I have to agree with that. But Google is going to have the same problem that the iPhone was first in the market, so people are going to be accustomed to that iPhone. And if the G Phone, or I don't think they'd be allowed to call it this in this case, but if the Google Phone or Android does something or doesn't do something that the Google phone or the iPhone doesn't do, I don't know what I'm saying here, but if it doesn't do something, then people are going to be upset. But I don't know. I think that nothing bad can come from it. It's going to be something good coming from it, at least, because Android is an open source OS, which means that any phone carrier can use this operating system on any one of their phones. So it's open in that respect, and if it's good, better than the iPhone OS, it could perhaps surpass it at the end. And if it's cheaper, who knows? It just might do that. So we'll just have to wait and see, but I can't see anything bad coming from it.
What he said.
Yes. Oh, and I just asked Paul at Penknife, and he said that he's reading an audiobook right now, and when he's done, he'll say he's read it.
No, you listen to an audiobook. You two are stupid. I think only people who read, only people who listen to audiobooks are of the opinion that it's reading, because then they say, oh, I read this book, not, I listened to it on the tape because I'm too stupid to read. Seriously, it's not reading.
Stupid?
I'm not saying he is, but people, I think reading a book is reading. Listening to an audiobook is listening.
Oh, it's reading.
No, it's not, because you're not reading the words, you're listening to them.
You can still do stuff with your hands when you're doing it, you know?
But what did you say?
Like, you can do stuff with your hands.
Oh, please, like, don't continue
like
this.
Type
please.
On the computer or go for a walk.
Oh, yeah, sure, that's what you meant.
You can't do when you're reading.
No, an audio book is lazy. It's lazy. Read it. It's not reading, it's listening.
Oh, I have to say it's reading.
I'll post
a poll on this topic.
Yeah, we're gonna post a poll. No, actually, don't. I want people to justify, because people are just gonna go, "It's reading." I want why do you think it's reading? You're listening to somebody else read. Let's just. I know. I'm just gonna pull up the dictionary here, right? Dictionary.com, and I'm gonna put in reading, and I'm going to read the definition of reading to you, right? Reading, okay. Reading is defined as the action or practice of a person who reads. The oral interpretation of written... And it's, I'm just going to put read in, right? Read. To look at carefully so as able to understand the meaning of.
You can look at it with your ears.
No, you can't. You can't justify this. Continue on with the question. You're wrong, I'm right.
We'll see what the poll says. Let's say Andrew Gower was holding a gun to your head and forced you to buy a piece of RuneScape-related merchandise. What would it be and why? It doesn't have to currently exist and you can't choose to die. Let's do this one before we go on to the next one of his.
That's not fair. Because I always like it when people say, you know, if somebody's holding a gun to your head, I would play chicken with them. I'd be going, you're not going to shoot me. You're not going to shoot me. And even if they did, I wouldn't have many thoughts on it because I'd be dead. But RuneScape merchandise.
What would it be?
Perhaps a RuneScape revolver so I could shoot Gower. That would be,
Remember that thing in Quick Chat? Could I borrow your 9mm revolver?
Yeah, I want a 9mm RuneScape revolver. And then I want to shoot Andrew Gower with his own cheesy merchandise. There is irony for you.
No. Come on, be serious. What would it be?
Model Dragon Longsword? What?
Model Dragon Longsword?
I know, I think we Monk all know fish? What Shane wants, because he said for ages that
Monkfish,
he wants...
Top hat?
Yeah, I'd have a RuneScape top hat, actually.
Okay.
I'll say that.
That makes you bald, IRL?
Sorry?
That makes you
no.
bald?
No! Shut up, it did make me bald when they made that change.
Okay.
I know what Shane's going to say anyway.
What is it?
You're going to want a little teddy of your character. You said that.
Yeah,
in the
that's right.
Farming. That's weird. That is just wrong, Shane. Why
put him up on
that?
The desk, you know?
Well, and then you could look at him and like take him on farming runs with you. God.
Sure.
How old are you?
Like
How
I'd buy you, a. Shane? It's the same thing. I'd buy like a statue of a Star Trek person, you know? Like Captain Picard or Riker, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. It's pretty obvious nowadays that the majority of quests are badly designed and offer no long-term benefits after completion, except, of course, the quest point skill cape. What suggestion would you give to the quest developer team at Jagex to improve from Anubis?
I think they need to include much harder bosses. Even if the quest is relatively easy, having a hard boss at the end would crank the difficulty up level a little bit more. So, you know, because, you know, usually you do quests and you find, you know, the boss at the end is like a level 70, but, you know, when they say level 70, they mean that, you know, anyone above level 20 could kill it.
Yeah.
I think they need to make hard bosses like, that you need a decently high combat level to kill.
Or it's like the last one in the Spirit of Summer quest that had a 700-plus boss, but you could do something special to hurt it more, you know?
Yeah, or a sort of technique, you know, like, you know, you have to do certain things, like run to certain spots and change spots and things like
that.
Just some sort of difficulty. What?
You think that would be good, running around to certain spots or something?
No, but I mean some difficulty other than right-click and put melee protect prayer on or something like that. They have to make the actual boss fights difficult, in a sense.
But if you think about it, they were like that back in the olden days with, like, Monkey Madness and stuff.
Well, they need to do more like that. They just need to basically look back at what they did.
Legends Underground Pass, all those kind of quests were hard, like where you can die, you know?
I hated Underground Pass because those stupid things you kept falling off unless you had like 99 agility.
For the record, the only quest I died on was Monkey Madness.
Oh, you've died on lots of quests, don't worry.
No, just Monkey Madness.
Shane, you're such a pretender.
No, just Monkey Madness.
Yeah, right.
Serious, so. I don't know. As for me, suggestion. Dynamic questing. That's something they promised, and it still needs to be done. I think it would be rather interesting.
I think they should also introduce, this is an idea I've got from World of Warcraft, they need to introduce quests that require more than one person to complete, so you need to do it with two or three other people.
Well,
like group.
Well, they got heroes and the Arav quest, you know, but that's just two.
Yeah, but quests that have a really difficult fight that needs more than one person to kill. Teamwork.
Oh, interesting.
Not
like
just
maybe,
that's what they need.
Like maybe a melee and a mage.
I know, it could be different for whatever fights, but they certainly need to get a lot more creative because they just seem to be using the same template for quests and just changing the variables, changing the location.
Yeah.
Changing,
See,
you know, instead of talking to person A, you've got to talk to person B, and instead of killing monster A, you know, at the start, you've got to kill monster A at the end.
See,
all
that's
they're basically
the thing.
Doing is just flipping around the template a bit.
They got this scripting language called RuneScript, which can be used to make quests, I assume. And once you have the basic template of quests down, it's not hard to make more quests. And really, quests are basically go do this, this, and this, and come back and get a reward. So, granted, they can probably do more, but they need to think and innovate on the ideas of a quest. Like, none of this running around stuff. Maybe say, I don't know, like, have a quest actually take place over a longer period of time and actually just, like, you know, most quests are confined to a certain area that are released with the quest, right?
Yeah.
Maybe have a quest that you start just randomly one day walking down the road, right? And then it stays open in your quest journal all the way through, and then just as you journey through the RuneScape world, you find clues to completing that quest, and later on you actually complete it, you know?
Yeah, possibly. World of Warcraft has these sort of style of quests that they're very easy. They're not really that difficult, but they're unique and they're fun to do, where you sort of, you ride on like a griffin or something over an area of enemies and you have to bomb them. And they're really easy quests to do, but they're really fun as well, you know? So, you know, just imagine on RuneScape, if you had to ride over some evil monsters or something and drop bombs
on them. Dragon.
Yeah, you know, yeah, ride on a dragon.
Yeah, but dragons can drop bombs.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, because whereas World of Warcraft has explosives, RuneScape doesn't. I guess you could fire arrows from the back of a dragon.
Yeah, load up a whole, like, load up, like, 12 people on a dragon and use that to, like, fire arrows and stuff, you know?
In the next World of Warcraft expansion as well, they're actually introducing mounts that people can ride on. So you have one person driving and the other person can be the passenger. Sounds fun. I think RuneScape needs a mount system of sorts, so you can sort of...
Yeah, but not horses.
Not horses, no. They need to sort of be more ingenious than that. I'm not sure. I don't know. But I think it would be fun and it would appease people. But quests, they just really need to think outside the box, because I think they've been thinking inside the box for far too long, as far as quests go.
Thank you, Anubis. Next one.
Next question. Hey, guys, if you could remove one skill from the game, what would it be and why? If you could add a skill to the game, what would it be and why? Or if you could make a change to the skill case, what would you do? Keep up the good work and keep on fishing with Brad. That question is from Davo. So, first question, if you could remove one skill.
You first.
I'd say fire making, because it's a serious answer here. Fire making, because it's probably the most pointless. I think there should be a way that you can light fires for cooking and whatnot, but it shouldn't be a fully fledged skill, since all you do is light logs.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. What does it do besides...
Nothing. That. There's the stupid pyre log thing, but that's not really useful, is it?
Well, it can be used to train for air.
Yeah, but it's still not very useful. They just need to remove it, because it's not really anything.
Mm-hmm. You know, we can talk about skills that came out, like Slayer summoning. Not saying we should remove Slayer, because that's very useful. But summoning. It's useful, but... It could... Oh, no. I don't think it should have been a combat skill. But if we're going to go for complete removal, yes, let's go fire making. Because let me just pull up the list here and go down the list quickly of the skills, and I'll tell you whether or not they're useful or not. Attack, you need that. Defense, yes. Strength, yes. Hit points, range, prayer, magic. Cooking, fire making. Fletching, fishing. Fire making, not really. Crafting, smithing, mining, herb lore, yes, agility, thieving.
It depends, because some skills rely on other skills. Where you see, cooking relies a bit on fishing. Not totally, because you can gather meat and stuff, but cooking relies a fair bit on fishing. Smithing, of course, relies on mining, so you can't really remove mining.
Yeah. But thieving... What good is thieving? Like, yeah, you can get a few decent rewards, but it's nothing that extravagant, you know?
Yeah, that's another one. But I think pointless, the king of pointless skills has just got to be fire making.
Okay, thank you. If you could add one, what would it be?
If I could add a skill. Now, I think ever since I started playing, this is stealing from World of Warcraft a bit, but I think their system for, you know, sort of what's herb lore in RuneScape is much better. They have two separate skills. Herbalism, which is the one where you gather the herbs, and alchemy is where you mix them into potions. And I think it'd be better if it was much more a gathering skill, like mining and smithing, a gathering skill and a creating skill rather than just herb lore.
Yeah, but how do you, how would you do something like that on RuneScape? Like, how would you define the gathering, well, if you know?
Well, you know, you could have herbs, could be in various sort of bushes and trees and plants around the world. And if the higher level herb lore, let's just keep the name as herb lore, you had, you could pick them, and then you'd use them in alchemy. It would be like a gathering skill.
That would be interesting, because RuneScape really doesn't have any... Well, there are gathering skills, but... like, so you're saying herb lore would be become a primary skill then.
And alchemy would be added into make potions.
Be it secondary. That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. We've all heard of the other ones like sailing, engineering, and stuff, but really
I think they all sound terrible. They're just.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I'll go with you on that one.
So and really the thing with alchemy as well, it's not just potions. It can be used for other things. You know, it can use to transmute metals and things like that. So it doesn't just have to be potions. It could be more expensive.
Yeah, that's actually what I was actually thinking about this the other day. Like, herb lore is good for making the potion side of thing, you know? Like for apothecary type stuff. But where does, like, chemistry come in, you know? Like other kinds of
mixing. It could be
stuff.
Much more chemical.
Yeah, like a chemistry type skill. I was thinking that would be interesting. Which is what alchemy would be, sort of, I guess, or?
Yes, yeah, sort of like that.
Another thing that would be fun would be like a shape-shifting stealth kind of skill, you know, where you could like turn into other things, maybe at level 99 become invisible for a certain time, then if you move you like.
But what's the good of standing still and being invisible if you unless you're waiting for someone?
To hide, it would be called shrouding yourself.
I don't know if stealth would work in RuneScape.
But just think, with the new PvP coming out, it would add a whole new dimension to the game.
Yeah, but if you made it so you could move while stealth, then everybody would just stay stealth, wouldn't
they? No. You wouldn't be allowed to move or use weapons and stuff. Like you could move, like, for the lower level ones, you could move, you know? But for the higher level ones where you're completely invisible, you wouldn't be allowed to move. But if you're stealthed in any way, you wouldn't be allowed to use your weapon.
Okay, I guess it could work.
Yeah.
So, last question.
I don't know. I've just sort of taken that from various races I've seen on Star Trek that are able to hide themselves, and I thought it'd be interesting on RuneScape.
Ah, Sai. If you could make a change to the skill capes, what would you do? I would make it so they give a permanent bonus to said skill. If you had the woodcutting cape, it would increase your woodcutting level permanently and help you, you know, cut wood faster, fishing faster, you know, not just the stupid, you know, bonus. But I'm not sure how that would work for skills like smithing, crafting, stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what do you do for agility?
I guess agility
runs two
could make...
squares at once? Or?
Yeah, I think they do need to have a special ability beyond the whole, you know, boost the skill by one for like 10 seconds or whatever. They do need to all have a unique ability that is somehow relative to their given skill.
Yes, that would make them more useful and make it available, make it nicer to get 99, you know?
Yeah, you know, much more of an advantage rather than look at me, I've got a pretty cape.
And it would give something to complete all the other skills, like something to work for at 99, you know?
Yeah, because you'd have a lot more bonuses, a lot more advantages, you know, be able to do things faster. Not necessarily advantages over other players, just advantages that would allow you to do things.
Advantages for the skill.
Advantages for yourself, but not necessarily ones that would give you too much of an advantage over other players.
Yeah, so, I don't know, they needed to do that, and people were expecting that, but they didn't, so, I don't know. Thank you, Devo, good questions. Dear Brad and Shane, I'm currently trying to get 99 Hunter and 99 Mage because of a bet I made with my friend. Yeah, don't make bets, because otherwise you get...
Yeah, don't make bets. I learned that the hard way.
What would be the best way for me to train them? My Hunter level is 51 and my magic is 69. You want to do magic? I'll do the hunter.
I have no idea what is alchemy still the best way for magic?
High alchemy? Actually, yes, alchemy. It is. For magic, there's multiple ways you can do it. For instance, let's say you are your current level. You can either high elk, or you can try to crumble undead. But I think high elking is faster, and you can maybe even make a bit of money with it if you play your cards right.
It's just going to be loads of boring clicking, though. Either way you look
yes,
at it.
Yes, yes. And if I think you're level 80 and you want to spend money on soul runes, you can dress up and make your magic bonus as low as it goes and then cast stun on something like a man or something. That's another way to train if you're 80. And if you are like, if you have the ice spells, those are always good for hitting lots of targets. So if you have lots of money, you can do that in pest control. Use the ice spells. It gets even better when you're 94 and you can use Ice Barrage. But without a doubt, the cheapest and most effective way of doing it is High Alchemy. So that's magic. And as for Hunter, you're level 59. What you want to do there is continue your red salamanders until about 70-ish, and then go on to red chinchampas and do those to 99.
Chinchampas!
Yes, chinchillas. That's what we were talking about last night.
You are German.
But you lived in Berlin. Like, you don't feel a tad bit like German?
No, German not at all. I'm English, goddammit. My parents were English. I've lived in English for the majority of my life. I'm English.
Okay. Next one. That was from Getness, by the way.
Dear Brad and Shane, what do you recommend for leveling up Herblore from around 10 to 70 or so? Thanks, Brev.
That's my department, isn't it?
Yeah, your department.
Herblore is such an interesting skill because the dynamics of the market change from day to day. Like one day, for example, when I was doing it, one day Saradomin brews were good to do, next day they weren't. Next day Super Restores were good, next day they weren't. But typically what you want to do with Herblore is find a potion in your level range that people want that will give you the least amount of loss. So for instance, in that case, like what I did when I was starting off with in the 85, people wanted Saradomin brews, but I didn't have the money to make them because it was about a 1k loss or something around there per each potion, so I didn't do that. So what I did instead was, this was after the Visage and Slayer rework, so people were anxious to get back to the Metal Dragon, so antifires were in demand, so I did antifires. So it's all about finding the right market. But as for your level, between level 10 and 70, okay, starting off at level 10, say, just make all the potions you can, so until you get to 38. So say go to the Chaos Druids, collect your own herbs and do that. That's the best way to get started on Herblore. That's what I did. So just collect all the herbs. Keep the dirty ones because you'll want to use them later. And then just make potions from that. Another thing you can do if you've done the second miscellanea quest, you can use your kingdom to get herbs. You can get lots of herbs per week there. So that's also another good way to get herbs. And basically, now some potions I guess you're going to want. So up until level 38, do the best potions you can. Then at 38, you can switch to the prayer potion, which are good because they're in demand. Then continue the prayer potion and super attacks. Those used to be good, but I don't know. It's hard to say.
I did super attacks from 60 to 70.
Yeah, but that was before the main removal of the PvP stuff. Super attacks is stuff like tank down to like 320 GP each at a time. So,
but I lost a ton of money on it.
Exactly. So prayer potions would be the best way to go if you don't want to lose money and you wanted to collect your own Snapegrass. You can do that on Waterbirth Island with the lunar teleports. But if you keep going to 70, 69, you can do the antifire. So you could do that for a level. But prayer potions would be the best way, but it would be slower. Like, prayer potions best for least amount of loss, but just use the kingdom for your herbs and make the best potions you can. But before you make the potions, check that they'll sell. check that they'll sell. Like for right now, a Super Attack 3 dose is 448 GP. If we look up the Super Strength 3 is 3.3K. And now what you want to do there is look up the Quorum, which is, come on, godforsaken GE database takes so long to load, you know? Like, they still haven't fixed that. It's been so long.
Godforsaken GE database.
Yeah, so basically what you want to do is check the price of the main potion, compare the ingredient, the vial, and the herb, and then when that's done, compare them. If just basically do a comparative look, and whichever one gives the least amount of loss that you can sell, do that one. But prayer potions are good for not losing money. Ah, yes. Yeah, see, here's the thing. A quorum herb is 3,500 GP. 3,512. Wow. But the strength potion is only 3,300 GP.
So you're losing money right off the bat.
Yeah, you're going to be losing at least 1,300 GP on super strengths. I would not recommend super strengths in that case. Prayer potion is probably your best bet for saving money, but it'll be slow. But if you have the money to burn, just buy the herbs and buy whatever potion sells the best. Thank you, Rev. Next one.
Next question. First of all, sorry, I'm distracted. First of all, I'm saving my job money to buy a new computer. Price is not an issue as long as it doesn't cost an unreasonable amount of money. I need its blueprint shape in high detail and sometimes do homework, sometimes at the same time. What computer would you recommend that I buy? Second, have you ever considered... Okay, just do that question first. What computer do you recommend?
Well...
I'm not getting in an argument like with you this week, so... Say what you want. I don't care anymore.
I don't want that. Okay.
What?
It depends what you need. Like, if you want something that will play games like Call of Duty, Halo, like Halo 2, Crysis, any other games that are coming out in the foreseeable future on the computer, you have to go with a PC there. In that case, I would recommend a Dell XPS 420, I think it is, for that, if you want to be able to do games. The XPS 420 are nice machines, and I've actually recommended those twice this week so far. So, you can do that if you want to go for PC. But if you're just going to be using it for homework, RuneScape, and sometimes at the same time, and you're interested in maybe looking at a Mac, go for the iMac, if that's something that you're interested in considering. Next one? Or next part?
Next part of the question. Second, have you considered adding new areas to the forum, such as rants or discussion area? I think I'd really enjoy that. I was curious of your thoughts on it. Well, people have been asking for a debate forum recently, haven't they? But
yeah,
it's well. I think that the topic in the RSPNB site pretty much summed up that we don't need a debate forum for people to hold debates. And I think somebody, mm-hmm. I can't remember who posted it, made the good point that if we put in a debate forum, people probably would be more likely to get irate in there, whereas if we have debates in other areas of the forum, such as non-RS discussion or RS discussion, as applicable, we're still able to have debates in there. So yeah, I don't think it's needed. I don't think there are that many other areas of the forum we need. And actually, at the moment, I think instead of adding new areas, staff are looking at cutting down on areas that aren't used very much or aren't needed.
Yeah, we actually did a consolidation of like the marketplace and stuff in the guides forum. Two nights ago, Mike and me, so we just consolidated the lesser used ones down a bit. Also, Hell Sponge, that's who the question was from. Check out our goal signatures. Go to the main page, mouse over signatures, and choose goal signatures. Right, Brad?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
because just the yeah.
The power of Christ compels you.
Oh my. Okay. Next question.
Next question. I was thinking about getting an iPod Touch 32 gig for $400 to $500 American. I would be spending. Is there any other brand to look into? And by the way, I really don't want an iPhone or any other phones. So if you can steer clear of them, that would help me out a lot. Keep up the good work, Joker67. So I'm basically saying, is there any alternatives to an iPod Touch 32 gig?
No, there's the Zune, you know. Zune doesn't get enough attention, but honestly, who would want a Zune?
The Zunes are shit. The only people who buy Zunes are the sort of people who are angsty with Apple iPods. Like, I'm not going to have an iPod like anyone else. I'm going to be different. They're like non-conformist people. I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of Apple, but even I will admit iPods are the best MP3 players out there.
They are. And the iPod Touch is good for video players as well, you know? And games. I don't know. Just go with the iPod Touch. You can get things like the Creative Zen or stuff, other kind of stuff like that, or the Zune. But really, with what you're getting with the iPod Touch, it's actually worth it because you can actually play games on them now. So I would go for that. But yeah, go for the Touch. This actually catapults us nicely into tech news, actually. But you like that Goal Sig I made for you?
Yeah, I'm making my own one because I don't like it.
Oh, why not?
Because I'm making an orange one.
Okay. Yeah, so thank you. Thank you, JoeKid67. Also, just a tad reminder, if your question wasn't answered here today, it's because we had 3 audio questions. And audio questions are always giving priority over tech questions, so please send
We had
audio
some very good wildcard
questions
this week.
rsbnb.com.
We had good wildcard questions this week, though, but it wasn't a wildcard week, so...
Exactly.
Blame Shane. He chooses the questions, not me. Don't shoot the messenger.
Apple finally ready for an iTunes subscription?
I saw something about this earlier in the week.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Isn't it like $120 a year or something?
Yeah, that's right. Reports are all eerily similar, suggesting that, accurate or not, all sites have heard from the same source. Under the new service, Apple would offer unlimited access to half of its iTunes store as of October for $129 a year or $179 a year for an iTunes/MobileMe combo deal. It would be available in the U.S. only to start. If you're already a MobileMe subscriber, you only have to fork over $99 for the subscription service. What do you think? I personally think this is a good idea, and it would get more people to use iTunes.
Can you read something? Didn't it say access to half of their iTunes library? Did I hear you correctly? Yeah, half. So you only... What if you get the bad half? What if it's full of classic and country and rap music you don't want?
You know what I'm wondering, though?
I just wonder what they mean by half. What do they mean by half?
I'm probably right on this, but by half, you know how they have some that are DRM and some that are DRM-free?
So you only get the ones that are DRM?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's probably what I'm thinking, you know?
But if I signed up for that, I would totally abuse it, and I would download everything I could.
Yeah, I know, because I was talking to my dad's friend, and he was saying he likes the idea of having an iPod on his iPhone, right? But
yeah.
He doesn't like the idea of having to pay 99 cents per song. He'd want a subscription-based thing.
I'm thinking as well... what was I thinking? I've forgotten there. I was thinking as well, is there going to be like a fair usage limit? Because it's the thing here with ISPs. They say, you know, that you have unlimited downloads, but it's like, you know, there is actually a fair usage policy and you are actually capped.
I'm not exactly sure on this. We don't really know that much because it's basically just a rumor, you know?
I'd imagine there would be some sort of fair usage policy on it. Like, you could only download so many songs.
Yeah. And they say also, while we're on track, let us be first to revive, based on absolutely nothing, the Beatles on iTunes rumors for September. Because the Beatles still aren't on iTunes.
The Beatles are just a bloody band, and they aren't even that good.
Who's better than them, then?
I'm not going to say who I think's better than the Beatles because plenty of people go, they're okay, they're okay, they're good, okay, but they're not as great as everybody hypes them up to be, and Jesus Christ, they were in the 60s. We're now in 2008, okay? As far as I'm concerned, the Beatles can all f***ing die, and most of them are there. Okay, but I really want Paul McCartney to die because everybody worships that guy like a living god just because he was in the Beatles. He's an ass. You see him. I've seen him on television and interviews, and he's an asshole. But he was in the Beatles, therefore he is a demigod. No, it's bullshit.
I like that song, "The Yellow Submarine." You know,
we all live in a yellow subroutine.
No, subroutine. That's right.
Yes,
you said subroutine.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that because there's a quote: "We all live in a yellow subroutine." But
that's why I said
based
it
based on the song. I just like the song because it It's like, reminds me of the yellow subroutine quote, you know?
Yes.
But this would be this would be an interesting thing to happen. Hopefully it comes to other countries soon, you know, because being the U.S. first, they have to work out the deals in other countries. But it'd be good to happen.
Yep, very good.
Anyways, it's titled "How Adobe Can Help Stop Microsoft." We all know everybody hates Microsoft. Somewhere, Microsoft thinks that it can unseat Flash with Silverlight. This is what we were talking about last week with the Olympics thing and how
old Olympic streaming
go to the Olympic site, which has the characteristics.
Is Linux or Mac?
Yeah, that's right. That may allow it to beat Flash in the market. Maybe. Right now, Silverlight is immature, although you can never know it from the Olympics site. Adobe could... This is what the suggestion is. Adobe could port its creative suite, which includes Photoshop, Illustrator, InDesign, and all those other programs to Linux in order to take a shot at Microsoft. Then basically the company would embrace Linux with an in-house development team that would develop their own Linux OS in order to help the Adobe products run better on Linux. And then it could be sold as a bundle for multi-core workstation hardware. What do you think?
Anyone that beats Microsoft, I don't care.
Yes.
I really have little opinion.
I don't know. This would be a great idea because a normal person could go out and buy the Creative Suite and then download the Adobe operating system because the Adobe operating system is Linux, or you might have to pay for it, but it would be open source because it's Linux, so the kernel would have to still be under the GPL. So, I don't know. I think it's a good idea. And Adobe could pull it off, or maybe Adobe and Apple could even do that, you know? Who knows? But Apple has their own OS, so they're likely not to do that. But that's just something to ponder over next time you use that Adobe Photoshop. Just realize that you could be using this on Linux and help unseat Microsoft. Interesting idea, but I don't know. Personally, do you think it would ever happen?
I don't know, really. I don't really have an opinion on this.
Okay.
Shrug.
How's that goal sig coming along?
I've created it, and it is in my signature.
Let's see here.
Do you want me to link to it?
No, I see it. Oh, yeah. A blue one.
Yes,
that's
it's
nice.
Blue.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm apparently 84% to my goal.
Yeah. That's good. Rants, I'll take the first one.
Okay. I would just want to say it's really hard to get rants nowadays because when you go to the rants forum, the rants are either about 20 pages long and nobody wants to read a 20-page long rant, or they're just things like, Mage hasn't had an update in 2 years, Jagex, give us an update. That's what I have to choose from. It's really difficult to find medium-sized rants that aren't written by complete retards.
Okay, so all you know, in December's PKs were taken out of the wilderness and replaced by Revenants. And I think that by now everybody can agree that Revenants are nothing compared to what PKs used to be. They aren't nearly as powerful. They attack everyone close enough to their level. They are too hard to find and they have terrible drops. Now, I'm definitely not suggesting that Revenants be taken out of the game or that PKing just be brought back. However, I know that would be a terrible decision and it would hurt the RuneScape Society. Is that it? For this first one?
Okay, I might have... it was another really long round that I sort of paraphrased down basically about Revenants.
Okay.
So what do you think about Revenants?
You know, they're obviously controlled by the Jagex software, right?
Yeah.
Which means they can see people who aren't on the minimap, right?
Yeah, so they're
probably,
just like
If they could. We don't know if they can or not, but it's something that's possible. So, I don't know. That just kind of doesn't sit well with me that... They're actually smarter than a PKer was before, you know? Like remember that story, Training Agility? They can, like, walk through the fence, you know?
So can they track you down? They see you from a long way off?
So I don't know. I'm not sure. But I know they'll follow you for a long time. I know that, so... I don't know. I do have to agree that they are maybe a tad overpowered, and their drops are bad, but they're actually something that's needed in order to combat the RWT situation. Or to keep the wilderness dangerous, you know what I mean?
I think it's just to keep the wilderness dangerous, much less the RWT problem, isn't it?
Yeah, because if you look at it in the past, fighting the Chaos Elemental would be dangerous. There's nothing there, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I guess, yeah, in that sense of
and
things.
And agility training was meant to be dangerous, too, so... I don't know, go figure. But I agree with this rant. Do you?
Yeah. Okay. Next rant. I think the 30 rooms max is too small. We're given a pad 8x9 blocks big. That's 72 square blocks or 70 rooms or landscape or whatever. I also noticed that if you go to stats and click on the construction tab in there and then you click on milestones, it says level 60 construction, the max dimensions is 7x7 or 7 rooms by 7 rooms. Now, anyone who knows simple math, that comes out to be 49 rooms you should be able to build, but there's more, which is in my next point. My next point is that not only are you allowed to build at ground floor, but you have to do one floor up and one floor down. That would be a grand total of 147 rooms for all three floors that you should be able to build. So come on, Jagex, let's have some more rooms. Now, as for me, I like to go big. My house alone, ground floor and upper level, is 24 rooms by itself, and that's not using 3, 4, or 5, possibly 6 rooms, not sure. I just think that there should be more room you can build. 75 would be nice. That, or don't count the landscaping as rooms. Now, for all you that think I'm crazy, I'm thinking this way for those of you that are happy with the whole house that you've got, or even the people that think 30 rooms is fine. That's all good if I'm happy, or for all you that you're happy with what you have of what Jagex gives. But this post is for me and all the other people that blah, 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 blah. That doesn't really bring more. But basically, this bloke thinks there should be more rooms in player own houses. What do you think?
Yes. Yes.
Do you need extra rooms? What would you use
your
extra rooms
Yeah.
For?
I don't know. I like, at the very least, don't count the gardens and stuff. That's what I got to say.
Possibly.
Don't count the gardens as rooms. Because I'd like to have bigger gardens outside and then my rooms inside. But I can't do that because the gardens count as rooms. So maybe just not count the gardens as rooms, because I think at 99-30 rooms for a house is definitely enough. But just don't count the gardens. That's all I got to say. What about you?
I agree. Some people might want more room. 30 isn't that much when you think it does include gardens. So, yeah, I think there's validity in this rant.
Yeah. I'd be more inclined to train construction if they added more rooms, you know?
Yeah, I guess you could have a much grander-looking big house, couldn't you?
If...
And it does
if
make
they,
sense.
I'm going to make another crazy bet like you did last week.
Okay.
If they make it so that gardens do not count as rooms, my next money sink skill will be construction.
99 construction?
Yes, next money sink skill.
Okay, fine.
So
that's a bigger skill. That's a bigger promise than me, because you're only like 70 or.
Yes,
70.
But remember, it only took a week for somebody to get 99 construction when it first came out. So, anyways, that's that. Interesting rant. Other things. Yeah. Time to
the
Skill of the Month update. Okie dokie. Again, we're sort of just leveling out here. KJTH, since last week, has made a bit of a move to increase the gap, but still total blocks winning with 8.8 million XP. KJTH, 3.4 million XP, and Flash, 2.3 million XP. So there's your top three. Come on, people, get training. Just because you're not winning doesn't mean... You have to stop. Remember, skill of the year. Come on, keep going, keep going, keep going.
I'm seeing people in clan chat. People seem to be fighting for second place and third place. They seem to see that winning is actually impossible, but they're fighting for second.
Oh, that's interesting. But yeah, so just remember, get as much XP as you can, even if you're not going to win. Thank you. Okay, time to announce, or give a little bit of a peek, at least, of this month's events. Basically, for this month's events, you will notice that the Great Orb Project was released. We're going to be going there for free-to-play, I can guarantee that. So, free-to-play Great Orb Project. As for members, we will either be doing Ryan or Schwa's event that they did in order to get into the events crew, so they will be running one of their own events. So I've looked over both their events, and they're both very interesting, so it should be an interesting P2P event. So just watch the forums for that to be posted within the next few days. And you can also track your progress on the RSBNB High Scores at highscores.rsbnb.com. Brad, have you been tracking your process there?
My process?
Yeah, on your fishing?
My progress, not my process.
Oh, yes, process, progress? Oh.
Yes, I have been tracking my progress.
Wow,
let's just see single user stats. Oh, no, sorry, I need to click myself first.
That's at highscores.rsbnb.com.
See, look, I can click myself, then I can click progress. Let's see, in the last 2 days, I have gained one fishing level and 317,590 fishing experience.
Yeah, and 6.8k agility XP and 122 magic XP.
That was from tallying. The strength and agility was from the barbarian fishing I did, but then Shane and myself decided, we took an executive decision, and we decided that since I'm probably going to try and get 99 cooking as well, it would be better to fish monkfish.
Exactly.
Even though it is like 20k an hour slower experience, but I don't need feathers or anything. And I don't
That's
have
right.
to drop. That was really annoying. I was doing the barbarian fishing. I had to
drop
everything.
Yeah, it was. I actually tested it. I'm not going to say the XP values publicly, but at my fishing level, 75 is about 10k less an hour dropping than it was at your level.
10k, that's not bad. That's not much of a gain
less an
for
hour.
Me.
Yeah, but you were probably catching more sturgeons than I was, because you have to be level 70 to catch sturgeons.
Oh, right.
So, I don't know. But yeah, so highscores.rspnb.com, it's a interesting system, but you must be an active forum member, so just sign up on the forums and become active. I think that's about it. What have we been doing? What have you been up to besides fishing? Phew.
I went to see the film Hellboy 2 last night. It's terrible. Don't go and see it. It's like the weird bastard child of Narnia and Lord of the Rings online. not online, that's the game. Just Narnia and Lord of the Rings. It's just weird and wrong.
Okay.
Don't watch it.
Did you like my fishing sound I made with a fishing rod?
No, it was terrible.
Phew. I can't do the net one because there's really not that much sound when you fish with the net, you know? But anyways, so what are you... So nothing else besides that you want to share?
No, nothing I want to share.
You're going away on Saturday, so I'll be...
I'm going far, far away.
Yes, and I'll be assembling a band of rebels for next week. What have I been doing?
What have you been doing?
RuneWire, farming... Testing out various things on RuneScape. Just the usual stuff. Working on RuneWire. It's coming along good, actually.
I think you should rename it CheeseWire.
Why?
Because that's what you used to cut cheese, a cheese wire.
Really?
Yes, a cheese wire. Cheese wire.
I don't think so. You called it Prune Wire last year.
Prune Wire, yes. I have lots of names for it. The most popular name is You Slow Son of a Speed Up.
I need to put lots of time into it to make sure it's of decent quality standards.
So it's fast.
It is fast, but I don't know. I should have some sort of working version to show a few select people by next week, so that should be interesting. Yeah, that's about it. Are we done then?
Yeah, pretty much.
RSBNB update 166 is done. For Brad at saidbybrad.com and me at ringwire.com/Shane. See you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.